This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I do think Elijah has a chance to really thrive with you guys in Buffalo, with obviously the talent that is Josh Allen as his quarterback. I think at his best, he could probably be like a number two guy. I think he's more so probably a number three guy, but he's a number three guy that can come up big for you when you're getting the ball consistently. And Josh is somebody who's so good. He will absolutely take advantage of what Elijah Moore does best, finding those open spots and zones and things like that to sort of create opportunities and make plays. I think you guys got a pretty good one there.
Spencer German on Elijah Moore. I know it's last year again, but, and it's also wide receivers, so I can't quit. But just, you know, just talking about Elijah Moore, it's still fresh. He did media today. I won't apologize. I think it's fine. Ranking these guys. We did this last year, and it was challenging. And five guesses would have all been different, including Kincaid. Pass catchers. Kincaid is wide receiver enough for this. How to rank them in any certain way. Catches, yards, talent, you know, tangible, intangible, importance to the Bills. Isn't it going to be like that again here, at least until we know anything? Shakir, Coleman, Kincaid, Palmer, Samuel, and now Elijah Moore, who's like perfect for this game because he just makes it harder. Like, is Elijah Moore last on that list? I hope not. If he's last on the list, he can't play. Like, if he comes in under all these guys, then, because I think the money they're giving him is enough where he'll have a chance. I mean, I think they'll maybe be expecting him to contribute. So, or else why bother? It changes all the time. It goes up all the time. Is $5 million max like a lot of money? No, it's not a lot of money. But it's also not just, you know, like practice squad money. It's better than that. That's what makes it tough, is trying to figure out who matters how much in their plans. Last year, Marquez Valdes-Scantling got signed. And I remember just learning of that one morning. Like, Yeah. Like, just another one, another name to the room who has had a, you know, up and down career, with maybe mostly down. But the Bills, you know, to their credit, I want to say, looking, hoping they bring him in. There was a little, maybe $3 million last year. And I thought that might have been enough. This is why I sort of checked myself a minute ago on Moore's $5 million. I thought that might have been enough to mean that he'd be on the field. And he was, you know, sort of. He made the team and played. The guy I left out of the equation last year was Hollins. I don't think I had any problem last year remembering Curtis Samuel. This year, I'm having that problem. But I didn't think Hollins was a serious idea until we got closer. And then it was, blocking, he's going to be on the field. He's Davis now. He's going to be on the field all the time. And he was, which meant, you know, Samuel had an injury too, but that he comes down, Kincaid comes down, Coleman sort of didn't ever really go up, thinking about snaps. Then it's Cooper. What a team. Joshua Palmer, in 4 years, has more than 39 catches in a season one time when he had 72 for the 2022 Chargers. He's only played for the Chargers. Talking about money and clues, Brandon Bean last week doing all that media, starting here. It was with Tyler Dunn, I think I would say, most of all from what I heard, where he sort of leaned into Palmer. Don't say I haven't done anything. I signed Joshua Palmer. Which sounded, the way it read anyway, read like a little much, you know, like who? But okay, that's right. That's a move and that's bigger money and you must have plans for him. And the thing to like about Palmer is the skill set, is the separation ability that the Bills overall lacked. So okay, he made sense. He's just not a big signing. So Palmer, more than 39 catches in a season one time in 4 years. Elijah Moore, who's been up and down himself and just has really never stuck as a reliable, as a go-to guy for anybody. Jets, then Browns. Spencer went in on his quarterback life a little bit. Okay. I mean, that's the thing you're going to hear the most often about him as a positive. Or how he played at Ole Miss is, I mean, what kind of chances he had to thrive in the NFL. Fair enough. Palmer, Moore, Shakir. Shakir last year, 76 for 821 and 4. It's fine. And he got big time paid for that kind of stat line. They love him. There just isn't the ceiling. He is the perfect, whatever, leader, maybe, of this whole concept. As a guy that just, like, his ceiling is only down here, but he'll meet it, you know?
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
He's probably going to hit that ceiling. The floor and the ceiling are almost the same with Shakir. So maybe they'll get the same season from him, and I bet they would take it. Because I'm not sure about that. I think they should take it because, in my opinion, like, they should kind of know the point about the ceiling. Maybe they disagree. Maybe they think there's a lot more big play potential or red zone potential for Shakir. I just don't. I would think they would think that way about Coleman. And so where does he come in on this list? He might be the most important one. No, I don't like that. I don't think this team is really that concerned with importance and salvaging, if you will, draft picks. I don't know. It matters to the reputation, Brandon Bean and the organization, but I feel like Sean McDermott doesn't really care when you were drafted or how much you make. Is that a little bit too easy, too cut and dried? Coleman, they're going to really want to get there with. And Kincaid as well. And Kincaid, they've been farther with. Kincaid, reading Bean on him from Tyler, read like he wanted it. He said he wished he had done more Bean after the season ended to prop up Kincaid. He'd been hurt, and instead of saying we want him to get tougher, words to that effect, he wished he'd had kind of defended his season last year because of injury and maybe something else. So that seemed supportive, the way I read that. And he's certainly a big investment, too. I don't know. And Samuel, I almost left him off the list again. Samuel, 6-81-2 for the Bills in the playoffs. I was curious about the playoff history with each of these guys, starting with Moore and Palmer. Because I know that one Cleveland team made the playoffs with Flacco. They got blown out in Houston a couple of years ago. That was when they played Houston late in the regular season with Flacco, and it was kind of shocking. Amari Cooper had this record day, and they won. And then they got to the playoffs, got a rematch. Like, oh, well, Cleveland knows how to beat this team, and they just got smoked. Never do that. Never assume because what happened last time, it's going to be the same. Elijah Moore, 2 catches, maybe 2 for 12 in that playoff game. No impact. Palmer, looking him up, it's also one playoff game, and he caught 2 passes for the Chargers in that game. That's a game in Jacksonville, I believe, if that's the one he played in, where they were way ahead and lost. And Samuel for the Bills last year, remember that Denver long touchdown he scored against Denver? 6-81-2 in the postseason. Rank these Bills receivers by postseason catches. Shakir's going to be higher. Kincaid might even be higher. Coleman won't than 6. That's Samuel's entire career in the playoffs. He's been in the league since 2017, never made the playoffs with Carolina or Washington before that last season here. Well, it's not that we have to do this every day. It probably sounds like it because we have so far. That streak will end, I promise. I just think it's the same as last year in that if you ask X number of people to rank these 6 players, maybe you think somebody else belongs on the list, by any certain way, I think you get just that many different answers. Maybe Shakir is always first. It's a day of combinations. We're ranking. We're looking at lottery balls. It's really been a day of combinations so far. The lottery tonight. Before we get to a break, Zach just informed me, and I went and watched a short clip. So Brett Boone, who was on our show the last 2 seasons, once a month talking baseball, we haven't had him on this year. Today on his podcast, maybe it already had been announced, but it was announced that he is taking a job as the hitting coach for the Texas Rangers. So I don't know, maybe the podcast won't end, but he'll be doing it if he's doing it as a hitting coach in the major leagues. And I just watched him tell the story of how it happened. He went to USC. Did he go to USC? Maybe he threw out the first pitch at a game recently for USC, and he ran into Michael Young, who he was teammates with, and he knew. And they started talking, and I guess he knows Bochy really well. He played for him, and that's the manager of the Rangers. And then they hired him. So, just like that, shades of Pegula LaFontaine. They just ran into each other, and he hired him. Hope it works out better for Brett. 803-0550, Sal at 5. This is Mike Shope on WGR.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.